two girls and a bottle of wine.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65 can really hold some ass.
Hello, I'm Janet, and we are missing Ashley this week. She is actually out sick, so I'm going to try and do this thing solo, so please bear with me. Never done this show solo, two girls and a bottle of wine. It's supposed to be two girls, but I am one girl sitting here with my bottle of Relax wine. I have the Riesling, and it is delicious in the blue bottle. Check it out. Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a fun-filled weekend. Very, very busy. Friday night, I worked at the Grizzly Rose as a waitress as Jack Ingram played. He's one of my favorite artists from a few years back, but he hasn't had anything in a while. But that's okay. He played all the songs that I loved, and I made some money while listening to his music. So it was definitely an eventful, fun night. And then on Saturday, I had the opportunity to dress up as one of my favorite Disney princesses. I know you're thinking, this girl, she's what? 30? Yeah, I'm around that age. But I got to dress up as Cinderella, and I got to play Cinderella at a little girl's birthday party, and it was so much fun. The birthday party was in the backyard, and I walked out dressed head to toe Cinderella, and the little girls just were in awe. Just to see their smiles, and they're like, oh, Cinderella, my heart just smiled. It was so, so heartwarming and so much fun. So if you know anyone that has a little girl and they want Cinderella to show up at their birthday party, or Tinkerbell, or really any princess, I am your woman. Contact me. I can definitely hook you up with that. And I sat down, read them Cinderella the book, and it was a very fun experience. And then Sunday, we had a birthday party here at the house for a little boy. And so we had a Batman birthday party. So Cinderella on Saturday and Batman on Sunday. And then today, had to go back to work. Wasn't completely rested, but what are you going to do? It's Monday. You got to get back at it. And that's what I did. Ashley was at work today. But you know how it is when you're fighting a fight of the illness of any kind. She's not, you know, contagious or anything. But you get tired. And so she got tired. And I told her she could skip this week, so now I'm here stuck doing this all by myself. But it's okay. It's all right. So last week, we had a big contest here at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. There's a movie coming out called You're Next, and I guess it would be called like a slasher horror movie type thing, which I didn't know if I would like, but I can't give a full review yet. But Steve and I did see it last week, and I'm super excited to tell you all about it when it does get released. But it's not getting released till later this month, and so we had a contest where if you listened to the show and you liked our page on Facebook and you left a comment as to what you wanted to see on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, you had the opportunity to win the chance to go see a screening of You're Next. Well, a screening means that you're going to see it before anybody else because you're going to see it before it hits theaters. And so our winner, ta-ta-da-da, is Kendra Dickinson. And she's actually here in the Denver area. And she posted on our Facebook about what she wanted to see from Two and a Bottle of Wine. And Kendra, I promise I'm going to work with Ashley to address that topic. I didn't want to address it by myself today because, well, it's not as much fun. But congratulations, Kendra Dickinson. And if you keep listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, you never know what's going to happen, what we're going to give away. So continue listening. Speaking of movies, I want to tell you about a movie that I got to see as a screener before it hit the theaters this last weekend. And it has one of my favorite actresses, Jennifer Aniston. And she actually plays a stripper, which I was kind of scared. I'm like, oh gosh, what has she done? Because I haven't been super impressed with some of her latest movies, but I gotta say, this one is awesome. It's called We're the Millers, and Jennifer actually plays a stripper. So you guys definitely want to go check that out because she has a rockin' body. I want her body. But actually, the story goes that David Burke is a small-time pot dealer whose clientele includes chefs and soccer moms, but no kids because he has morals. Could go wrong. Well, drugs are bad, so plenty could go wrong. Preferring to keep a low profile for obvious reasons, he learns the hard way that no good deed goes unpunished when he tries to help out some local teens and winds up getting jumped by a trio of gutter punks. Stealing his stash and his cash, they leave him in a major debt with his supplier, whose name is Brad. In order to wipe the slate clean and maintain a clean bill of health, David must now become a big-time drug smuggler by bringing Brad's latest shipment in from Mexico. So he twists the arms of his neighbors, who includes Jennifer Aniston. She plays a cynical stripper named Rose, and wannabe customer Kenny, who is played by Will Poulter. I've never seen this kid before, but he freaking stole the show. He's amazing. And the tatted and pierced streetwise teen Casey, who's played by Julia Roberts' niece Emma Roberts, and he devises a foolproof plan. One fake wife, two pretend kids added south of the border for a 4th of July weekend that is sure to end with a bang. And it was hilarious. Hilarious movie. And after the movie's over, you got to check out the, like, I guess they're called like bloopers, or Steve would know the term for that. But those were hilarious too. I want to give this movie 4 hot pink stars out of 5. So I definitely recommend it. But it didn't win the box office numbers this last weekend. The movie Elysium with Matt Damon and Jodie Foster, it raked in the big doughs this weekend. So I haven't seen that movie. Steve has. He loved it. I don't know. It doesn't really look like my cup of tea, but I'm a chick, and I like chick flicks, and I like Jennifer Aniston. So I chose that movie over Elysium. Elysium. I think that's right. Yeah. All right. So go check out that movie. So today was an exciting day for me because I got my Ipsy bag. And you're like, what? What is Ipsy? Well, Ipsy is a beauty community in which Ipsters, what they call them, can learn new beauty tricks and participate along with their favorite beauty stylists in monthly looks. By subscribing to what they call glam bags, you'll receive 4 to 5 sample or full-size beauty products each month. So I pay $10 a month and I get some really awesome beauty products. And like it says, you know, you get samples and then you also get full-size products. So I kind of wanted to go over what I got this month because I'm very excited about it, and Ashley's not here to talk to you about it, so I get to talk to you about it. So the first thing I got is from Nail Teeny. It's a nail lacquer. Wow. Haven't even started drinking the wine. And it's a very pretty coral color-ish, but I don't paint my own nails. I get my nails painted, so I may actually give this to Ashley. The color is called Mai Tai, and it is really pretty. I also got from Michael Todd, which is True Organics, I got a pumpkin nutrient-rich facial mask. And if you're a chick, you know we all love our facial masks. I also got a Pixie Lash Booster Mascara. And this is kind of a sample, but if I like it, I might buy the full size. And the cool thing is about the glam bags is that each month you get a coupon for so-and-so off, you know, that brand. So, like, say, I think Pixie, 20% off a purchase from their website. And then for the second time, I got a Mika Beauty Cosmetics Shimmer Powder. I got one a few months ago, which I love, and I use it sparingly because I think it's kind of expensive, $16 for a shimmer powder. But this one is in bronze, and I'll definitely do the same thing with it. It's a shimmer powder. I love it. And then my favorite thing this month is from Urban Decay, and it's a lipstick. I'm sitting down here in the basement recording this show in sweatpants because it gets cold in the basement, and I'm wearing this lipstick because I had to try it out, and it is a bright red. It is called, I can't read the title of it, but it's number 69, nice, from their Revolution lipstick. And I got all of this for $10, and it all comes in a very cute bag. So even if you're a dude listening, this is a great gift idea for your lady friend, especially if she's a girly girl like Ashley and I. You know, $10 a month, and she gets a little surprise bag every single month. And I look forward to my Ipsy. So check that out if you are a chick or if you're a dude. It's a great gift idea, I promise. There's lots of other cosmetic clubs out there, but I think Ipsy is my favorite. And you can check them out at ipsy.com. That's ipsy.com. Ashley and I are both members, and we just love it. All right, so let's get into some entertainment news. And I guess the big entertainment news today, Monday, is the Justin Bieber. He has been in the news a lot lately and not for fabulous things. And once again, not for fabulous things today. But Justin Bieber goes nude for his grandma. That's right, I said grandma. So nude photos of Bieber have surfaced from last year's Thanksgiving dinner in which the singer is seen serenading his granny. And, well, he's butt naked. The only thing covering his private little Bieberness is a guitar. And I felt totally... I felt like a creeper, because I know he's like of age, but when he became popular, he wasn't, and I was, and he just seems like that 15-year-old little boy still to me. So, yeah, this picture, I'll have to post it on our Facebook page so you can check it out. So scroll up, it'll be up there somewhere. It's Bieber and his guitar. And then I saw on TMZ.com a picture of Bieber and his guitar with the picture of Prince Harry when he was naked holding his junk in his hands. And it said, would you rather Bieber or Harry? And I'm going to say neither. They're both just kids to me. And I feel old even saying that. I shouldn't say that. Let's go on. What else is going on in the world of entertainment? Ooh, this next story I'm super excited about because I hope it happens. I don't know. So coming from tasteofcountry.com, one of my favorite websites for country music news, they have an article called, is a joint tour next on the agenda for Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert? Well, if you've been listening to the show for any time, well, you don't even have to listen for any time. The song that starts our show, that's a Miranda Lambert song. I love her. I've loved her for years. And because of her, I have grown to love Blake Shelton. This article says that Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton are truly one of country's most powerful couples. So it would only be fitting if they one day loaded up the tour bus together. Is a joint tour next up for the fan favorite husband and wife? They obviously have a lot of musical chemistry together. They've done several songs together. Even if you didn't know it, like he sang backgrounds for her, she sang background for him. And then they wrote that Over You song that won all the awards last year. But, however, Shelton and Lambert definitely not rushing into anything, even though it really would be awesome. It's saying that they, you know, we have Faith Hill and Tim McGraw's shoes to fill, and Soda Soul was huge, and we want to make sure that we pick the right time. So I think they're just teasing us. I hope it happens soon, though. Like soon, within the next 5 years, which I think it will. That's my guess. What do you guys think? Miranda, Blake, would you buy tickets? I'm sure you would. Anyway, moving on. It seems lately that when it comes to entertainment news, this next person has been in the news all the time, and we all think she's jumped on the crazy train, may not ever come back. You know who I'm speaking of? Amanda Bynes. Well, last week, a California judge granted permission at the request of doctors from the Hillman Psychiatric Center in Ventura County to extend Amanda Bynes' psychiatric hold for another 30 days. According to state law, such an order can be approved if the patient is gravely disabled as a result of a mental disorder, which we've seen her craziness in action. She's been starting fires in random people driveways. Yeah, I think it's in order. But a source very close to the 27-year-old former child star tells us her prognosis is not all doom and gloom. Amanda has made significant improvements. She's doing better than she was, and there are no drug problems involved. It's all mental. She has deep anger and PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, which tripped a psychotic episode. She's very ill, but manageable. Amanda genuinely wants to get better and has wanted to get better for some time. So fingers crossed for her, because she was actually one of those child stars that was pretty awesome. Like, I remember watching a couple of her shows. She had the show on Nickelodeon, and then I think she did a show with Jenny Garth. And I remember watching all of that. Do I remember the names of those shows? Well, no, of course not. That would be helpful. I think that might be enough entertainment news for right now. What would a Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine show be without two girls, which we don't have? We have one this week. But a list. We always go through our favorite lists. And I found one that I think I can share by myself, because it kind of... That's the dog. Did you hear the dog barking? The ice cream man is going by. It's raining outside and the ice cream man is trying to sell ice cream. Anywho, so this last week, my coworkers and I were chatting about undergarments, and they were saying how they can't wear thongs. Well, I didn't understand that. That may be giving away too much information about myself, but I don't understand granny panties, because how do you deal with a panty line? And so I found this list that kind of correlates with that conversation, and it's 7 fixes for common undergarment malfunctions that work like a charm. Number 1, seamless underwear. So I guess that'll solve my issue when it comes to the granny panties. One of the most common undergarment malfunctions is seeing a panty line, which drives me insane. It's amazing how many people don't think to turn around in the mirror and see if their underwear line is showing. So check out seamless panties. I know Victoria's Secret has some great seamless panties. Number 2, say no to clear bra straps. Oh, those drive me insane. I love my strapless bra. Clear bra straps, no. Who invented these anyway? Clear bra straps look cheap, trashy, and they aren't really clear. Think about it, ladies. If you have to wear clear bra straps because your strapless bra won't stay up, then perhaps it's time to get a better bra. Please go strapless or wear a garment that covers your bra straps so that this trend can finally die. The number 3 of the 7 fixes for common undergarment malfunctions that work like a charm is white shirts do not equal white bras. I learned this a couple years ago. A common mistake that many women make is to wear a white bra under a white shirt or tee. A white bra will be clearly obvious under a white shirt. If you don't want your bra to show, you should wear a color that matches your skin color or a little darker. If you have darker skin, a dark brown or black one works best. A white bra will only work if you're very pale. Otherwise, you'll be able to see the contrast from skin to bra through the white fabric. So get like a skin tone bra. I have like 2 of those. I have one with straps. I have one strapless. So, and that's one of my favorite things in my wardrobe. Number 4, nude underwear. Believe me when I say that investing in some nude underwear will take your outfit a long way. Even if your dress is royal blue or plum purple, all it takes is bad material like knit or jersey to let the world know what color or pattern underwear you're wearing. Having a lot of nude underwear will help you out a lot more than all those pretty patterns because they will make your outfit look more polished. So definitely invest in some nude underwear. Nude underwear and nude bras. There you go. Number 5 on the list of 7 fixes for common undergarment malfunctions is dress slips. Yeah, you know, I used to make fun of my mom, her wearing her slip all the time, but I own a few slips myself. Summer means wearing more dresses, and sometimes the sunlight can be a problem, especially if you have, like, I have a couple yellow dresses, and I have to wear a slip under it, or white dresses, of course. When the sun is out and you walk toward it, the people behind you can basically see your whole body under the dress. Wearing dress slips are highly advised to avoid these issues. If you still think they're too granny-ish for you, well, how about all those Gossip Girls when Blair was changing or having her dresses taken off by Chuck? Blair always seemed to be wearing a slip underneath, and we love our Gossip Girl, so if Blair can do it, we can do it. So invest in some dress slips. Number 6, this is a lady's best friend no matter what size you are, Spanx. I love me some Spanx. Sometimes you just need a little lift or tuck with the help of our most intimate friend named Spanx. And that's okay. But ladies, what isn't okay is when the Spanx don't fit properly and they make your dress look ill-fitting or end up showing lines on your body that are unnatural. Always check the length of your Spanx to be sure they won't be seen when you lift your legs for actions such as walking upstairs, and check yourself in the mirror just in case you need to adjust the Spanx to get rid of any awkward creases. And the last on the number 7 fixes for common undergarment malfunctions is buy yourself an amazing push-up bra. Especially if you're like me and you're not super blessed up top, amazing push-up bra is a miracle worker. If Ashley were here, she is blessed up top. We could get her take on push-up bras. But don't ever be the victim of duct tape or tissues to fill your breasts. Invest in a good push-up bra and keep those ladies up the correct way. The bra will have you feeling more confident and sexy. But buy it in nude, that way you can use this bra more often. Like we were saying, buy nude panties and underwear, or panties and bras. It's definitely my big advice. So that was the list of the 7 fixes for common undergarment malfunctions. And if you have some additional fixes, feel free to share them with us. You know where we are. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/2girlsandabottleofwine. We're on Twitter @2girlsandwine. We're on Tumblr. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. So share us your ideas. Now, I found an article talking about beauty and, you know, women are vain. We are. Just admit it. But there is something that's happening that's quite concerning. It's called pumping parties. It's a dangerous way to get curves. So Mid-South women are paying to have concrete, super glue, and even Fix-A-Flat injected into their breasts and backsides to get curves at less than half the cost of going to a doctor that puts the silicone or whatever they put in. It happens at so-called pumping parties where the procedures are not only illegal but potentially deadly. So this news report found illegal butt injections for sale at an undisclosed Memphis address. It was an ad on Craigslist, of course, because Craigslist has horrible. It's horrible. I post jobs on Craigslist for my day job, but when it comes to everything else posted on Craigslist, it seems like there's a million horror stories. Probably there's a million horror stories about jobs, but if it's something I'm posting, it's legit. I promise. Trey Lynn Garner, a Mississippi woman who was once a man, was charged with administering lethal injections of silicone into the derriere of an exotic dancer from Atlanta. She was carried to the back room and injected with the substance. And super glue and cotton balls were placed on her buttocks after the procedure was done. Mississippi prosecutors alleged the bogus butt injections killed the woman 3 days later. A deadly downside to a growing trend of do-it-yourself cosmetic injections. So, yeah, I've heard of Botox parties. I have thought about participating in those, but not pumping parties. And ladies, don't do it. It's just stupid. Putting Fix-A-Flat in your booty? Putting concrete in your boobs? This world is crazy. These people have got to be on crack. So what else is going on in the world? Oh, I have one of my favorite websites pulled up. It's called ayearofholidays.wordpress.com. And this person posts every day, like, what that day is. Like, you know, grape apple sundae day. Or, I don't know where that came from. Hawaiian hula girl day. Well, today, August 12th, is vinyl record day. And, you know, vinyl records have made a huge comeback because it seems like the hipsters are all about the vinyl records. And so people like myself and the boyfriend are super excited because we've always loved our vinyl records. If you go into our guest bathroom upstairs that's not in the basement, you'll see, like, there's vinyl records that are framed and hung up in the bathroom. That's courtesy of the boyfriend. But I think it's really cool. And give a little history about the vinyl record. On August 12th, 1877, Thomas Edison invented the photograph, giving birth to gold albums, hit records, and decades of musical fun. That's why we celebrate Vinyl Record Day every August 12th. So if you're listening to this and it's not Monday, August 12th, make sure you take some time to celebrate anyway. I think we should call it Vinyl Record Week. So happy Vinyl Record Day. It's better than like Apple on a Stick Day or Scoop the Poop in Your Cat Box Day. I don't know. We got to save this podcast. I think I'm taking it to an odd place. Very odd place. So we're getting older. Ashley and I, we're still young. We'll accept that. I'm 32. She's 26. But I found an article about 24 clues that you're becoming a grown-up. You didn't think becoming a grown-up would be quite like this, and I can attest to that. Maybe you expected to have everything figured out by the age of 20 or even 30. Or maybe you were seriously misled by the plot of Friends. But you certainly never imagined that your This Is Adulthood moments would consist of getting excited about a toilet paper coupon and buying a pair of Dansko clogs because they're really, really comfortable. It doesn't happen instantly, but once the symptoms of adulthood start, there's no stopping them. It's better to just sit back and let them happen. So I'm going to go through 24 signs that you're maybe sort of most definitely becoming an adult. Okay, so here's what we've got. My body is a temple, therefore I now declare myself officially tax exempt. The best one on the list, wine. You take really good care of your towels, which is surprising. You automatically wake up early on the weekends, which I do, and it drives me insane, even though you have absolutely no reason to. Concerns over Sunday's hangover alter Saturday night's plans. I definitely don't drink like I used to, which is probably good. My doctor is happy about that. You think you're ready to upgrade to some high-quality kitchen knives, and that excites you. You change the oil in your car every 3,000 miles and feel really good about it. I know I do. At midnight, you're leaving the bar instead of arriving at it. Midnight? Who stays till midnight anymore? But that could be because you have most of your wild times at afternoon happy hour. Oh, love a good happy hour. I have one planned for this Friday with my friend. Super excited. It's what's going to get me through the week. You've started paying attention to the alarming sodium content in soups, and that's something I've taught the boyfriend to do. Your parents would laugh at you if you asked them for money. Who asked their parents for money after the age of 20? And if you do, you got to check yourself. But you're still kind of on the family plan. Speaking of cell phones, if you're still on your parents' cell phone plan after the age of 18, again, check yourself. The thing you look forward to the most is taking off your clothes when you get home from work. That is so me. I'm in sweats and my comfy slippers as soon as I can when I get home. Carrying on with the 24 clues that you're becoming a grown-up, you watch Downton Abbey. I've watched it a couple times. Not a huge fan. Your Facebook newsfeed is less about drunk people and more about engaged people and babies. That six-pack of beer has been sitting in your fridge for a surprisingly long amount of time. Nothing freaks you out more than knowing that middle schoolers have no idea who the Backstreet Boys are. Middle schoolers, they have no idea. Every morning, you're not a person until you are caffeinated. So many people in my life like that. Contrary to everything you thought before the age of 23, waking up for work is 800 times harder than waking up for school. True that. The hardware store is your go-to Saturday morning outing. Oh, I can think of some people like that. Ace is the place, you know. Instead of traveling with your friends, you go on trips to visit your friends. You feel strange impulses to bring cookies to your new neighbors. We have like three new neighbors that just moved in around us, and I have thought of that. And the last thing of the clues that you're becoming a grown-up. But then again, just because you're an adult doesn't always mean you have to act like one. Like dressing up as Cinderella or wanting to go swing on the swings. I tried to get Steve to go swing on the swings at a park where we were at last weekend when we went to the mountains. And he said no, so I had to skip that. But I'll be swinging on some swings maybe this weekend. He's out of town. And yep, Ashley's sick. Steve's out of town. I feel very alone. And I think I'm done talking to myself. I hope I didn't bore you guys too much. Solo two girls and a bottle of wine. Hopefully this won't ever happen again. We will plan properly and take our vitamin C and not get sick again. Right, Ashley? Right, Janet? Right, Janet? Yes. Yes, ma'am. All right. So find us on Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And we're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. And again, congratulations to Kendra Dickinson. She won those passes to go see Your Next. And after that gets released at the end of the month, I will give you my insight as to if I liked it, if I hated it, if it was okay, if I recommend it. But my recommendation for this week's movies is We Are the Millers. Check that out. And thanks for listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
And his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.